Here's your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. I'm Rich Hurl. An overhaul of the Michigan Public School employees' retirement system closer to reality. A bill now on its way to the governor's desk that increases how much retirees contribute to their pension and health insurance while ending retiree health insurance for new hires. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville says reforms are needed.
The average private sector employee, whether it's blue collar or white collar, pays somewhere between 25% and 30% on average of their health care costs. Between 10% and 20% is a reasonable kick-in.
The Board of State canvassers failing to approve petitions for a ballot proposal to enshrine collective bargaining into the state constitution. Opponents argued the petition couldn't be summarized in 100 words for the ballot. Attorney Andrew Nikoloff says supporters followed the law and voters deserve to decide it.
The director of elections has the job of writing the 100-word summary. Let's give him the chance, and then let's give the people the chance to vote.
A Pontiac resident slamming the city's emergency manager, Louis Schimmel, with the repeal of Public Act 4 going on the November ballot. Quincy Stewart from the Concerned Pontiac Citizens for Self-Determination spoke with WILS's Michael Cohen.
The past almost 2 years, he has sold every single solitary asset that we have. We're still in debt, and we had one emergency manager, Fred Lieb, who made a national joke of Pontiac for selling the Silverdome for $583,000.
Michigan soldiers overseas getting shut out of the election process. That has prompted Democratic lawmakers to call for election law changes to make it easier for the troops to participate. Military veteran and State House candidate David Kinesic on WILS.
In 2010, over 112,000 members of the military who requested ballots never received them, and that was a 12% increase from 2008.
A September 24th trial date in East Lansing set for State Representative Bob Janetsky, who was arrested last January for drunk driving with his blood alcohol level measured at 0.08. Defense attorney Mike Nichols on WILS questioning how someone passes or fails a field sobriety test.
I'm not aware of any great answer key in the sky that determines whether somebody who a police officer has ever met before has failed.
Clinton County authorities continue investigating a deadly accident this week that killed a man from Owosso and sent two teenagers from Lanesburg to the hospital with serious injuries. The two-vehicle crash occurred Tuesday night in Victor Township at South Shepherdsville and East Alward Roads. No names released yet. Michigan's unemployment rate goes up for the third straight month in July. WILS's Dennis Krolik reports.
According to the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget, the state's jobless rate increased 0.4 percentage point last month to 9%. The number of unemployed in Michigan moved up by 19,000 in July, while the size of the state's labor force was little changed. A spokesman says the state jobless rate has now returned to its January level. However, it remains well below the summer 2011 levels. Michigan's unemployment rate last month was 1.6 percentage points below the state's July 2011 rate of 10.6%. For WILS, I'm Dennis Krolik.
Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. With your Lansing News Update on 1320WILS.com, I'm Rich Hurl.